A big digital services project from U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services earned some high-level recognition. The online MyUSCIS explains the application process for immigrants in an easy-to-understand way. Greg Schneider is the technical lead for the MyUSCIS project. Rowena Furse is an IT manager within the Office of Information Technology at CIS. They developed the CIS app, and they're winners of the 2016 ACT-IAC Igniting Innovation Award. They tell Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco how USCIS has evolved over time in its approach.
MyUSCIS is an application we're very passionate about. We deployed this at the end of 2014, and we have been continuously releasing new features to the public ever since then. We follow an agile process in DevOps. We are 100% deployed in the cloud in a secure fashion. Our development teams are the ones that are pushing our application out to production on a continuous basis. Over the coming months, some of the functionality we'll be releasing will be the main application for citizenship for this country.
And it's my understanding that it's sort of a one-stop shop for people who want to come to the United States. It lists a series of forms and information that they might need. But can you tell us a little bit more about that agile process?
Sure. The agile process is something that we follow very strictly. It's really how we do all of our work. We live agile. We start with a user-centered design process where we are actually traveling to USCIS sites around the country and putting actual prototypes in front of the public and getting their feedback on what we are building. And we use that feedback to drive what we will work on next and how we prioritize the features that we're building out.
And can you all tell us about what was some of that feedback? Like, what were you hearing from officers in the field, and how did that inform the work that you did?
Well, not only officers, but also people that will be the public users of the application. You know, some of the feedback you get is related to just the basic usability of the website. Do they understand what to do without having to read an instruction document? That's really what we're going after. We want them to be able to access the website and to be able to submit applications without any external help.
And what about some of the design tools that you used, or design practices that you used? Can you tell us a little bit about those and how you use them in this case?
Sure. Design a lot of times starts with mock-ups, and mock-ups might even be a drawing. We will put drawings in front of people. We will put together a very basic skeleton view of a web page or a website. And we'll put that in front of people and get feedback on just basic elements of it, the navigation and so forth. And then we actually build it. Our agile teams will take that, we'll actually build the glossy version of it, and we'll deploy it to actual environments so that we can start testing with it and eventually release it to the public.
And, you know, we heard Aaron Snow speak a little bit about transformational change within an agency. We know that we've heard from multiple agencies how hard that can be. Can you just tell us a little bit about what that's like at DHS? And, you know, I know that DHS in particular has a strong S&T presence, a strong cybersecurity presence. So what has that transformational change been like, Rowena?
For DHS and USCIS, we've been fortunate to have that change come from top to bottom, which is not usual in all organizations. Having the CIO leadership and executive leadership drive not only the agile methodologies, but also with our acquisition processes, they've become much more nimble and agile, and that has been really instrumental in creating partnerships not only with other government agencies, but with private sector to help us reach our goals.
And can you tell us a little bit about your team in general? You know, what areas they come from? I'm assuming not everyone is from a tech standpoint. And, you know, tell us a little bit about the members of your team and what they do and their background.
So we have all sorts of members on our team. It's entirely cross-functional. We have analysts who are helping our product owners with coming up with acceptance criteria for the actual requirements that the developers will implement. We have visual designers. We have developers. We have DevOps engineers that are actually working on the scripts that are standing up our servers in the cloud. All those folks are co-located for the most part. They sit with each other, and we are working as one team to deliver a product.
And I'll add to that that our product owner and our business users are very integrated with the team. Our product owner sits with the team quite often. Executive leadership on the information technology side is also very engaged in what we're doing. So it is truly a partnership at all levels.
And, you know, just one more question. What the award means to you?
Yeah, very excited, very happy, very proud, I think. This has, you know, honestly been something that I've been very proud of since we started this in mid to late 2014, and really happy to get recognized for it. But more importantly, happy to be getting functionality out that is actually helping people.
Meeting our mission, which is helping our immigrants and benefit seekers attain their goals and get their questions answered. That's the primary driver for all of us, and that's been a huge driver. But just getting this validation that what we're doing is the right thing and we're going about it the right way is wonderful.
I also spoke with Chi Bach. She's the vice president of operations at Epidemico. She helped develop the Health Map, which won an ACT-DIACT Game Changer Award.
HealthMap is a real-time infectious disease monitoring platform that aggregates more than 200,000 websites that are publicly available, including both traditional and non-traditional data sources. So using automated and manual processing, our end users see kind of a one-stop snapshot of what's going on in terms of infectious diseases globally in real time.
And tell me a little bit about which agencies are using it and what that experience has been like.
Agencies have used our data source mostly for biosurveillance and kind of outbreak monitoring purposes. So, for example, DHS NBIC is currently using our data feeds as, you know, as one of many, you know, different data sources that they use to for biosurveillance purposes. And other, you know, CDC teams have used our data for specific disease or geography related projects. So we've had partnerships specifically in flu and tuberculosis and dengue, and it's, you know, some of those are research projects where we're trying to use this collection of non-traditional and traditional data sources to get a better picture of, for example, burden of disease or other research questions that they needed the data for, you know, cases and burden of disease for.
What about next steps for the Health Map? How do you see it changing and evolving over time?
Yeah, we're already finding a lot of different use cases for the core Health Map technology. So, for example, I mean, we started by monitoring infectious disease, but, you know, we're now looking at a lot of drivers of disease. So things like wildlife trade, which is a known driver of zoonotic disease, vaccine sentiment, which is, you know, a driver of vaccine preventable disease outbreaks. We're starting to look at, you know, all these different elements or issues of public health to go from now casting of disease to really that predictive layer and looking at predictors of disease.
Chi Bach is VP of Operations at Epidemico and winner of ACT-IAC's Game Changer Award. She spoke with Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco. Share both of these interviews with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click Share with Friends.